With GPB Savannah News, I'm Emily Jones. Savannah could lose its National Historic Landmark District status. That loss could threaten grants, tax incentives, and professional help with historic buildings. A National Park Service study says large-scale developments out of keeping with the historic district threaten its integrity. The report also points to projects that disrupt the city's famous downtown grid. Ellen Harris is with Savannah's Metropolitan Planning Commission. She says it's important the community stay vigilant about every project or development in the historic district.
Quite often, it's not that one particular project. It's the cumulative effect on the district, and we really need to be thinking about it in the long term and not the short-term solutions.
In a statement, the city of Savannah says it's working to preserve the historic landmark district. The city points to several recent steps, including moves to limit large-scale hotels and short-term vacation rentals downtown. A Port Wentworth City Councilwoman has filed a state ethics complaint against four of her fellow council members. WSAV reports Linda Smith contends the council members violated a city ethics rule when they approved a construction waiver for developer Fred Williams. All four have taken campaign contributions from Williams. Last year, the city council approved an ethics rule that requires city officials to recuse themselves from business related to anyone who's donated $1,000 or more to their campaigns. Hilton Head plans to hire a liaison to work with the island's Gullah Geechee descendants to preserve history and address injustice. The Island Packet reports the liaison will work on issues including property rights, road and sewer projects, and making other island resources available to the Gullah Geechee community. Town Councilmember Mark Grant says Hilton Head leaders have not done enough in the past to protect the history and culture of Gullah Geechee Islanders. And Georgia will get more than $1 million from the Federal Emergency Management Agency to fund road repairs on Ossabaw Island. Hurricane Matthew damaged those roads in 2016. The Savannah Morning News reports FEMA has approved $1.2 million to offset the cost of the repairs. That will cover most of the project, which is estimated at $1.6 million total. For GPB Savannah, I'm Emily Jones.